This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Saturday, February 12th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. February 1899 marked the arrival of perhaps the coldest air mass to move into the United States in recorded history. For more than a week, the bitter cold Arctic ravaged North America with blizzards and ice. Records were established that hold even today, more than a century later. By February 12, 1899, the cold was already firmly established. In previous days, the mercury had already dipped to minus 20 in Columbus and Pittsburgh. The day before, on the 11th, parts of Montana had seen temperatures below minus 60. In Tallahassee, Florida, 2 below 0 was recorded, a state of Florida record that still stands today. A foot and a half of snow had not only fallen in Philadelphia and Baltimore, but Richmond and Raleigh. By February 12th, the storm was in full swing. In Boston, winds gusted to 65 miles an hour and maintained an average of 50 miles an hour throughout the entire day. 24 to 36 inches of snow fell just north of Boston in Beverly, Massachusetts. The Boston Herald declared, and I quote, "Rarely, if ever, has Boston been so completely snowbound as it has been by this blizzard," end of quote. At the end of the storm, the snow depth measured 23 inches in Boston. But the snow extended far southward, bringing unheard of snowfall totals, including 4 inches in Charleston, South Carolina, and close to 3 inches in Tallahassee, Florida. The cold persisted well behind the storm. Tula, Texas recorded a morning temperature of minus 23, a state record. The Arctic grip was not lessening, far from it. Some places would suffer even more cold in the coming days. And that's what happened on February 12th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.